Today's episode of PTG is brought to you by the one and only Trans Labs that brought the world two amazing products. First off, Transfuse, which is a hydration multiplier. And most recently, they just dropped Transcend, which is a nootropic energy formula. No matter what you use, when you choose Trans Labs, you are going to be boosted and you are going to be ready to charge the paintball field and win out there. With Transfuse, that is a premium rapid hydration multiplier and immunity fortifying formula scientifically designed to replenish you at the cellular level. And they use all natural ingredients in this product. We've got zinc, we've got vitamin B6, we've got vitamin C, sodium, potassium, choline, and it is an amazing way to make sure that you're hydrated and prepared to play top-level paintball. When it comes to Transcend, that is a premium nootropic energy formula designed to increase cognitive performance, elevate mood and clarity, while supporting long-term brain health, and it's going to leave you feeling great with no crash or jitters. It's one of the only products in the nootropic space backed by research studies to ensure the formula is correct for optimal performance. It is more potent than anything on the market, and it will keep you charged and ready to win out there. I take one scoop, but if you're stimulant sensitive, take a half scoop, and if you want that LFG dose to launch to the moon, dump two scoops in your drink and you are going to be flying down that paintball field. Comes in two delicious flavors, Baja Blast and Skittles Candy for the Transcend. And for the Transfuse, they have two new flavors as well, Pineapple Express and Hawaiian Punched. So if you get a chance, head over to translabs.com. That's TRANZLABS.com. Use code PLAYTHEGAME and you'll get 10% off. If you subscribe to a monthly delivery service, you also get 10% off as well. So you can take advantage of 20% off on these products. Head over to translabs.com and give it a go. This episode is brought to you by Lone Wolf Paintball. They are an amazing online supplier and have been around since the beginning of the game as Michigan's premier paintball field and paintball supplier since 1987. They are rapidly expanding into the online retail space and supplying everything you need to be the best paintball player you can be. They have got it all. Head over to lonewolfpaintball.com and shop all of your favorite brands. And they also boast amazing customer service and will have this out to you with same day shipping, which is amazing. It's always nice to know that your stuff is on its way immediately so you can start to use it that very next weekend of play. Check out their YouTube, Lone Wolf Paintball, and their Instagram at Lone Wolf PB, and stay up to date with all of their deals and sales. Play the Game podcast is immensely honored to have them on board, and we cannot wait for you guys to check out lonewolfpaintball.com and become a part of their community.
What's going on, PTG fam? Thank you guys so much for tuning into the show. This episode, Tyler and I sit down and we talk about the last episode with J-Rab, how crazy that was. We talk about the WCPPL upcoming events. I'm heading to Germany tomorrow morning. Pretty excited about that. Finally getting back to the international travel again. So excited to get back into the groove of things. You know, it's been a long time coming. It's been 2 years since we have traveled internationally for paintball. So very excited to get back on the road and go compete over in the NXL Europe. But yeah, other than that, we just sit down, talk, hang out, and I know you guys are going to like it. So see you in the show.
That was an insane inside move by Marcelo Margot. Great communication.
And the crowd starts chanting Harmon.
Great shot by all the guys. Though Tyler Harmon saved that game. He came out with two wins. Marcelo Margot was on fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're back with another Marcelo and Mantis episode. We're going to have a quick little fun episode for you guys. We got a lot going on. I'm personally heading out to Germany tomorrow morning, so we got some packing and all sorts of stuff to do. But T, my man, I'm excited to sit down with you, brother. What's up? What's happening?
It's all happening, baby.
That's the new thing.
Yep. Woo! Yeah, let's get it. So we got Germany on the forefront. You just got back from WCPPL. We got, you know, the NXL event is slowly approaching here, just a little over a couple weeks out. We're going to be heading into practices next weekend. I'm actually going out to Texas this upcoming weekend to Texas Legends Paintball and going to be doing a little training out there with the local community. So if you're in the area out in Texas, be sure to stop by out there and have some fun with us.
Awesome, dude. Yeah, sweet. I didn't know you had a clinic going on this weekend. I mean, Ty, it sounds like every weekend that there's not a Houston Heat thing, you are doing something related to paintball these days. I love it, man.
That's right, man.
I love
always.
It. We're all in. We're all in, baby. Dude.
Paintball to the fullest. And like, if we're not, you know, doing something where we're training or working with our teams, always tapping in with the community at the local parks, having fun, just even like running around and getting shot up by just anybody. It doesn't matter. Just going out there and having fun. That's what paintball is all about.
Absolutely, man. The more weekends you can spend at the paintball field, the better. We got a lot of paintball coming up. I'm excited.
Yes, we do.
A little nervous to go international. It's kind of crazy. I, you know, went from flying almost 200,000 miles a year for most of my career, you know, 10 years, I think it was like that, to where we were going to Europe 4 times a year, Australia 4 times a year, South America once or twice, Asia once or twice, you know, all over, to COVID happening and not
shut
going
down
anywhere out of the U.S. for the last 2 years, years plus now. And I'm nervous. It's
so
weird.
This is the first time.
I've been to Mexico.
Across the pond, though.
Yeah, across the pond. I'm nervous. It's so strange. I've like never felt this way traveling. You know, it's no sweat off my back. Hop on the plane, fly over, you know, and it just is what it is. I love traveling. It's great to be in a foreign area and you know, experience new things. I love it. But I'm like so hesitant and kind of worried about what it's going to be like, you know, and how strict things are going to be and what kind of, you know, things I need to look out for. And if I get trouble, or if I get stuck there, you know, I just learned after I booked all my flights, I just learned that you need a test to return home.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I do get it out there, I can't come home.
How long would they keep you there?
Until you test negative.
I see. Well,
yeah, so, you know,
I know you're going to have fun, dude.
Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fun for sure. And I'm sure I'll, you know, I'm going to do my best to stay safe and
keep the sanitizer
sick,
in the
we'll
pocket.
See. Yeah, yeah, you know? For sure. Don't stay shake hands and then, you know, lick my fingers.
Yeah, the knuckles. Yeah. The knuckles is the move.
The knuckles is the move. So shout out to everybody out there. You're getting knuckles.
Yeah.
You're getting knuckles. Because I would like to come home because we have to get ready for Philly. And I feel like it'll be expensive to stay and have to, you know, put myself in a quarantine hotel there for.
At least you would have delicious food. If it did, you would have some great food out there.
Yeah, I do like German food. I certainly do like German food. Germany has some pretty good food. So it wouldn't be the worst. You know, I could think of worse places to get stuff.
I actually played for Ramstein Instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had a lot of fun. Me and Yarber played on that team.
I certainly remember.
Oh, man. We got
2015.
Got into some good times.
Yarber got suspended.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he slam dunked. On
Yarber's
a player
a maniac out there.
And the dude tried to spin on him. That's what happened.
It's
and
always, then, you know, somehow it's never, and it's not Yarber that's always saying it's not his fault. It's actually everybody around him too. So you believe him, right?
Yeah.
Like it's not Yarber's fault, but somehow it's always Yarber that's in the confrontation.
Yeah.
I love Blake. He's my guy.
Get him, B.
But, but he's out there pushing buttons. I'll tell you that much.
He's playing the Blake, game to the fullest.
He's playing the game to the highest level.
Yes, sir.
Blake Yarber is the best. You know what? That's who we should call in.
Yeah, get Yarber on the horn.
We're going to call. Let's call
for
him
sure. Quick,
since we're talking about that. I don't even know if I have this Bluetooth all set up. Let's see. It might take a second.
You, congratulations on last weekend, WCPPL, the Las Vegas Misfit or... Sorry.
Yeah, the Vegas Golden Misfits.
Vegas Golden Misfits. That's right.
Yeah, it's a funny name, and I give them shit for it too. But they have the Vegas Golden Knights. So the story behind the team name is really cool. I just learned about this. The Vegas Golden Knights were the Vegas. I forgot if they changed their name or if they are still the Vegas Golden. I think they are, but they're NHL team, ice hockey team that came to Vegas, and essentially it was since they were a new franchise. All of the teams in the NHL were able to tag players that they didn't want to be allowed to be traded, right? So they would say, like, you know, if we have 10 players on the roster, hey, these are the 7 that we're selecting, like, you can't touch them. But since it's a new franchise, the NHL allows them to come in and grab players from other teams.
Oh, shit.
But teams are allowed to, like, franchise tag certain players. And I might be butchering the story a little bit, but it's along the same line, so bear with me. And so this team, the Vegas Golden Knights, gets all of these players that weren't wanted from their teams, right? And so they were like, we're the Misfits. And so like their nickname was the Misfits. Or I think maybe they originally decided to call themselves the Misfits, you know?
Yeah.
And because they were like, hey, we're all the players that none of the other teams want. And I guess they ended up, I want to fact check this, but I thought they went on to win, or they did very well. They surprised people. I don't know.
Man, shout out to the Misfits one time.
Shout out to the Misfits. Anyway, so that's kind of the origin of,
I like that.
Yeah, the Golden Misfits, you know, the Vegas team.
And I remember, you know, playing against some of these guys when I was younger. It's good to see them back in the game. Paintball, it's really cool as of the last few years since, you know, everything that's happened with COVID. People have really fallen in love with paintball again, more so than ever, I think, and are playing a lot of paintball. So it's good to see everyone coming out, playing some ball, getting some exercise, having fun, connecting with the community. And it sounds like we got Yarber.
We're calling him.
We got Yarber on the horn.
Let's see if he answers.
March, babe.
There he is, my
Let's
man.
Let's go, Yarber.
Yeah, Yarby.
You're live.
You are live on Play the Game podcast.
You are live. Come on in.
Ring him Yarby. In, baby.
What's up, dude?
Oh, I'm sitting around a pool table drinking a beer.
Nice.
Attaboy.
Nice. We were just talking about, I'm heading to Germany tomorrow morning. Talking about being a little bit nervous about traveling again. It's been a while since we've all been international. And Tyler was talking about the German team you guys played for, Ramstein Instinct.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, of course, I brought up, you know, you getting suspended for having an altercation with one of the players. And I went on to say that it's never Blake's fault. And truly, like, it's not Blake that's saying that it's not your fault. It's everybody around. It's like Blake didn't start that. You know, it's the other guys. Deserves these kind of things.
That guy tried to spin on Blake. I saw it with my own two eyes.
totally. But my point was that somehow it's still always Blake involved in these altercations.
He's
out there poking the bear. And I want to talk to you about that persona that you've owned about poking the bear and being, me, one of the most valuable assets that a team can have, because you're like in hockey, we were just talking about hockey, my WCPPL team named after a local hockey team, but like the enforcer, right? Like Blake is undoubtedly our enforcer, you know, not only it's beyond that too, because I think sometimes on hockey teams, it's not as, maybe the best player that's the enforcer, that's, you know, your job is just to come in and start fights. Blake is one of our best players, and he's willing to just go to town with anybody out there. What's that like, Yarber?
It's intense. You know, I got to get jacked up on caffeine.
Yeah. You just found caffeine a couple years ago.
I did. Prior to that, I'd probably be asleep on the field. But
dude, caffeine's a game changer in the morning.
You know, I feel like I just play the game where my team needs me, and that just throws me right down the gauntlet.
Hell yeah, dude. There's nobody better in my mind of what you do out there. And on a less serious note, we just wanted to call to say hi. We didn't really care about too much input on that stuff. I just thought it was funny. I was like, you know, it's always Yarber, but for some reason, it's never Yarber's fault. And I see it. It's not Yarber's fault, but he's always the one. And I think it's just because people get so frustrated with the way you treat him on the field. You know, you bully people out there. So they don't like it.
That's a valid point.
Yeah, they don't like it. They don't like it. You know, you get in their kitchen.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. And he makes a big bowl of soup, sits down, has their finest beverages they got in the fridge. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. And I scramble those eggs.
That's it, baby. Dude, before we move on to this, Yarber, me and you know, I played on Dynasty with you for quite a while. We were like Bash Bros too. Me and you would go hammer thrusting down the field together and just, you know, that asserting, this is a great bit for anybody listening out there tuning in, assert your will on the field. You know, it's up to you to assert that dominance, and you can see the players out there on the field who are really asserting themselves and being, you know, something that where you're in their kitchen, you know, you got to stay in their kitchen. That's the motto, stay in the kitchen.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go to the number one asserter. That's Oliver Lang. You know, I got to, you know, when getting on Dynasty, I got to see Oliver do it. And then I just tried to plug that in with you, Tyler, you know, and we just go running down the field. Go, go, go. As Tyler would say, go, 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 go.
Yep.
Oliver had a little more finesse to it, to be honest. I Blake, I think you are the ultimate enforcer out of any player that I've watched. Mm-hmm. I think you have a certain just relentlessness to where it just doesn't matter. You're coming. It does not matter. Whereas I think Oliver, like, there was a little more of a rhythm to it. I don't want to say rhythm as if you don't have rhythm, because actually that's why, in my opinion, you've become top five player in the league, is because you found that rhythm of knowing when to go, when not to go. But still, like, the consistency in which you execute those moves, I think is higher than anybody I've ever seen. I mean, truly, I mean that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Those are kind words coming from you, Marcelo.
I got to be nice to you sometimes.
Mine it happens every once in a while, you know?
Marcelo yelled at me for years.
But dude, at the same time,
Now he's telling me to go down the field with Munker guys, you know?
Dude, I've had your back, I think, this whole time. You can't deny it.
Yes.
Look, he's onto something. This guy Blake's onto something. Let him keep fishing over there. You know, he's onto something. He's got something brewing.
Yeah. Yarber, you better hit those pool balls solid, boy.
Real quick, before we let him go, though, because I was talking to somebody about it this weekend, actually. One thing I want you to leave the PTG listeners with is your favorite steak recipe and how to make it.
Ooh.
Because you've made some of the best steak that I've ever had in my life.
Well, the towel one.
Yeah, the towel one. I told the story of the towel one, and the people were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
They didn't understand it. But, Blake, in your words, the best steak recipe that any of the PTG listeners can whip up. And you know what? We're going to do a little contest. If you whip up Blake's recipe and you post it in the Discord, I'm giving you something. I don't know what. Yeah. You're getting something.
Something's headed your way.
All right. So am I telling what I use, or is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Your recipe. You know how you cook it. Yeah. The whole deal.
All right. So when I used to play for Marseille Icon in France, the French used to cook me these steaks. And the steaks just have herbs in Provence, and they use butter. Mm-hmm. And wow, that turns lights out. I like a little black pepper in it, but that's it. Just as simple as that. Salt and herbs in Provence.
And what's the heat and the temperature and like the time on the
How do you cook it? Exactly. That's where the magic is.
Hot.
Okay. Hot and quick.
Sear it.
Yeah.
That's not nearly as interesting as the towel story, Blake.
The towel one's epic.
Okay.
Come on.
The towel one is also just as good, but it's not a steak. That's the difference, right? This is like a prime rib.
Yeah.
And I learned this down in Colombia. The Colombians, you know, they grab this towel and they put about a half inch of salt all layered all the way across it. And then they throw the steak in and then they wrap it up and tie it off. And I'm thinking, what the hell are these guys doing? They're leading me on. And so they take that football, that steak football, and then they throw it in. I mean, they threw it in the fire. And I thought, what in the hell are these guys doing? You know, and I kind of saw some things on National Geographic years ago. And I was thinking, maybe that's what we're looking at. Anyways, I forget if it was 25 minutes, something like that later. You pull it out and you just take a hammer and you crack it. You just hit it once and it cracks open like an egg. And you got this juicy, steaming prime rib that is just flavored and moist, and it's unbelievable.
It was one of the best. I thought it was steak, but yeah, okay, I guess prime rib that I've ever had. When you made that for us at the park, and I remember we were like, you know, it was after practice, and I was like, what the hell is Blake doing, dude? You had like rubber bands around this hotel towel. Like,
Alex is in my ear saying, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah,
this is not gonna work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing, you know, and I was almost second guessing myself, but my gosh, I delivered.
It was top notch.
Well, thank you, boys.
Yarber,
we got to do that again.
Please. Can't wait. Yarber, I get to see you in like a week. We get to practice. I can't wait.
That's right. That's right.
One last thing before we let you go. Any advice for me going to Germany? I mean, obviously I've been quite a bit, but you know, I know you like your Hefeweizen Weinstein's beer. So
that's right. Okay. Look for a Iinger beer. Iinger. The Hefeweizen. And when you get over there, you say, Ehedken Weizen.
Okay. Perfect. Ehedken Weizen.
There you go. Dang. Bingo. You're in like Flynn.
Awesome,
go see the castle. Go see the castle. Ask Tyler about it.
Have you ever been to the field that they do the DPL at, Blake? Did you ever go to there?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. So it's like an hour and a half outside of Frankfurt. So, much different location than usual, but, it's like a super small little town. curious to see what we have going on there. But
dude, talk definitely about some wheat for beer the culture.
You for know? The culture. I yeah. can't. I'm excited. I said I was super nervous. I am, but I'm also very excited.
Yeah. And the cat.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous that you're going, Marcella.
I know.
You better post stories and let me live. Let me live and all right. bring me back a beer.
Okay.
Can you bring me back one?
I will smuggle it back in my shoebox.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Awesome, Yarby. Go hit that 8-ball in.
All right. Yep.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you, Yarby. Later, you, brother.
Bro. Peace. Legend.
Oh, Yarb's the best, dude.
He really is. Such a great guy. And Pool Shark, it sounds like.
So, not quite. We did go and play pool after Dallas. We went to a little pool hall. He's good, though. He is good. Blake can play some pool. It's always tough in the bars because the pool sticks and the balls and the tables are so shitty.
Yeah.
That it's hard to like get a gauge of how there's a difference. I think I think there's some people like Chris Asoya. I'll never forget. Chris Asoya was a fucking master at pool bar. He hit the ball as hard as you could. It was like, that's not how you really play pool. Like pool is a game of finesse. You know, if you have a nice stick, nice table, it's a game of finesse, nice touch and go. Chris was just crush slamming. It. Don't you remember that? It was 2012. Actually. I feel like when we played with
when
explicit,
we're on explicit.
Yeah. Like it was like nonstop. He was just a pool shark.
Yep.
So good. That's kind of how Blake is. But he's good. He's definitely good. Yeah. Yeah.
Pool's
yeah.
A good time.
I think he's practicing for our next time. Cause I think me and Dalton might have taken him down. I kind of forget.
There we go.
I forget.
Hey, and on the same topic of like sports outside of paintball, Monville won his bowling
dude,
league.
I saw.
Shout out to Sam Bonman. Monville winning the bowling league over there.
I saw, dude. That's what's so funny is I wanted to send him a message and say, one, congrats. I thought his caption was really funny. We're a drinking team that won a bowling tournament. So it's like, that's kind of funny to have amongst your friends. You're a drinking team and you just go participate in a bunch of different stuff. But I also think it's just cool that you're competing in another kind of thing and you won it at whatever level. I'm a fan of that.
That's what it's all about. Have some fun. You were, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, yeah, let's dive back in a little bit to WC because it was such an awesome event, a huge win for our guys. And I think there's a lot of really, really important information to discuss there about, you know, what it takes to win, you know,
agreed.
And what it takes for these divisional teams to really overcome their third places, their second places, they're not making Sundays, you know. Interestingly enough, you know, we had Ben Slofer from New York Wrecking Crew. He plays on the Vegas team as well. And this weekend, an event happened to overlap to where the New York team was also playing in the OPS series, which is on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And then we had an event on the West Coast, the WCPPL. So me and Ben were not there. And then Wrecking Crew also has a full-time coach, you know, that it coaches them in the NXLs. He's at all of our practices. I've been working with him. Shout out to Coach Lou, you know,
coach
since
Lou.
I've been working with Wrecking Crew. And Lou couldn't make it. I wasn't there. Ben wasn't there. And another Whoa. Player of ours, Will, wasn't there. And Colton Dahl wasn't there. So three studs on the team, both their coaches, slim crew. We brought in one of the player's older brothers who used to play. So he's a good player. And the team won. They won the event. Without
That's amazing, dude.
And shout out to Steve. I got to give Steve from the Discord. Everyone knows Young Stevie. Young Stevie from PTG, he was a player coach over the weekend. So him and I connected, you know, midweek and went over some game plans because the layout was the same as Dallas. So we talked about a bunch of different, you know, rules of the field kind of thing and how it was playing. But outside of that, coach like Steve full-on player coached.
That's amazing. Good job, Steve.
And they won. Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's a huge feat.
I want to say this. It says something about the way that you are training and the way that you're preparing for these events. You know, there's something in that sauce.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
100%. And that's what I wanted to talk about, right? And, you know, I call it the formula. The formula is so important to winning. And the preparation is so crucial. If a team is hiring a coach to just come in for the event, the coach can certainly make a difference. No lie. I've shown up and helped a team that I hadn't had a chance to really practice with, and you make a difference. But if you expect a coach to win for you, it's never going to happen just at events. It's all in how the coach prepares you
Absolutely.
In practice, right? It's all about preparing your team for all the potential variables that might show themselves throughout an event.
That's it right there.
there's so many things. Yeah, yeah. There's so many things that might happen that can derail a team that is otherwise ready to win. But one little thing that they might not have accounted for, and all of a sudden their weekend's over. You know, 1 point here, 1 point there. That's all it takes. Literally, yeah. 1 point is the difference between, you know, we won in overtime in our quarterfinal match on Sunday. It's overtime. And we were actually down bodies in the overtime. We were that close to getting, you know, sixth, seventh, eighth place.
Misfits going to be misfits. You know what I mean?
Misfits going to be misfits. But that's how it always is. You know, I look back to Dynasty wins. You know, it's like, it's a grinder of a game. First thing Sunday morning, you get out of that. And then maybe the rest of the events, whatever the score is, it doesn't matter. But you're always almost 1 point away from not winning. So when you understand the importance of all of the little details, not throwing away any situation, something you and I preach all the time is you've got to control the variables that you can control 100%. Like if you're in control of something, you have got to control it to the fullest.
Yeah.
To the fullest. You cannot let that be something that goes against you. Example, if you're up on bodies, you cannot give away free bodies. That's something you're in control of. You're making a bad decision to over-engage because it's not necessary. You don't have to. With a body advantage, it's very easy to just ask your teammate for help. You don't have to engage, you know? Being in a situation where you're down a point, right? And there's 3 minutes on the clock and you break out and you lose two bodies on the break. Instead of sitting there 3-on-5, just trying to cross it up, the other team's not going to go anywhere. Why would they go anywhere? So just sitting there killing time is putting you at a disadvantage. You are in control of trying to make a move to win the game, right? These little philosophies, these little things.
That's the only way you're going to get those two bodies back. You have to try. You're not going to get them back getting clammed up. You got to go and send it quick. If you see two of your guys go and you have a minute, you better hope that you either pick up two and you close that out or something.
Or the coach has to blow the buzzer and you have to try to win 2 points in, you know, 30 seconds each, right?
You know,
arguing with the refs and getting a penalty, that's 100% in your control, right? Following the game plan, that's 100% in your control, you know? Going to the right position, all these things are 100% in your control. But really, again, so it goes back to practice, right? This win with the Misfits was a really special one for me because it was crazy how, you know, I got to practice with them the weekend before out in Vegas, and I put them through a ton of different scenarios. And I said, look, there's going to come a point in the event where this will be the scenario. We're going to probably be in a 2-on-3, 2-on-4 situation, and we have to win it. Otherwise, we don't make it on. And there's going to be another situation where we're up bodies, you know, it's a 5-on-4 and we're up a point and a team's trying to close out and we have to hold them out. You know, I laid out all these different scenarios that I said, look, we're going to have these kind of moments throughout the weekend. If we want to win, we have to capture these moments, period. Otherwise we won't win. And it has to come from more than one player. Dude, Ty, it was a thing of beauty, man, because everybody on the team had like insane standout moments and we saw every scenario that we worked on.
Love that, man.
You know, and so everybody was just so comfortable. And so, you know, it just felt right. It felt natural. It was the work had been done. My point about this is the work had been done before we got to the event, right? And that's also a big reason why Wrecking Crew is able to get the win without any of the coaching staff. You know, the players understand what to do. They're prepared, right? They understand what they might encounter out there and what it takes to win. So that's such a crucial part of it. You know, the culture of an organization is everything. And I think it's my favorite part about getting to work with these teams is getting to build the dynamic and the culture, right? That's the most fun part of it because ultimately that's really what matters. And that's something that I learned from Shane Pestana, Oliver Lang, you know, you're a huge fan of it. You understand that to the fullest. We've, you know, back in 2020 when we Dynasty. Let's get it.
Yeah.
It's so important. You know what I mean? Like it's such a crucial part of the team. Yeah. And so the formula, like I call it,
it lasts. It's the formula, you know, carry the two, you know, it's the formula. And that is also the most important dynamic that you can add to a team because it's going to last forever. Like they're going to take that culture and carry that with them, carry those ideas and, you know, that intention of playing, that play style, that awareness, they're going to carry all that with them forever. You know, they might change their styles. They might change, you know, all these different variables, but that's a constant. That culture, that formula is going to be hardwired in there. And that's building paintball. And then they're going to teach people, you know, that's building it out.
Hope so. You know, I hope so. And obviously there's a lot of stuff like people are always so hesitant to give away the juice, you know, and tell their secrets. It's an entirely different thing to be able to actually execute it and put it together in practice and really see what we're talking about face to face. So I'm not worried about ever saying it I'm not worried anyway. Again, this is for the people, for the culture, but it's something that all of the successful teams understand, right? And a lot of teams, they just simply don't practice right. They simply don't prepare the right way, you know? Mm-hmm. And so bringing in a pro that has experience to help you out is a great idea. It's a great idea. I think even some of the pro organizations, you know, some of the inexperienced younger pro organizations should try to get, if they can, either an ex-pro or a current pro that's willing to come and help for a certain amount of money, like pay, because it changes everything. It changes everything.
And it sounds easy as we talk about it here on the show, you know, it's hitting your headphones or coming out of the TV, but it is one of the most difficult things that you will ever try to tackle.
Yeah, for
sure. It is such a multi-layered cake that it takes years and years and years and years and years of failing and then some more years, you know, and then it's just trial and error and ups and downs of trying to get it right. And then you might never get it right, but it's the determination and the persistence to have a vision and go attack it that makes that journey so much fun and applying all those rules, you know, but it is one of the most difficult things for any team to accomplish. And that's why you see the top teams that are doing it. They have that culture. They have a really dynamic way of approaching the game. And, it's really difficult, and you know, but that's what PTG is here to do. We're here to help. We want to grow paintball. We want to make this thing thrive. So it's all about that grassroots culture for the team.
Yeah, 100%, dude. It was so exciting to see, and such a great pleasure to see the Wrecking Crew team win without me as well. And you know, first thing I texted them, the owner sent a really nice message in the group of, you know, how the organization has become something that's you know, bigger than any one player, and how much grit they showed throughout the weekend and all of this. And you know what? What did I say from the beginning? It's so true. My goal, my job is to make it to where you guys don't need me. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I mean, it's not a wise business decision, but ultimately that means I've done my job to the best of my ability. No. If we get to a point to where you don't need me, fantastic. You've absorbed everything that I have to teach. And that's a beautiful thing. That's awesome. You know? And,
dude, it never ends.
it does never end because we're still learning, you know, there's things that I take and I'm like, oh man, here's a great way to learn how to do this. Here's a great way to learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm continuously thinking about ways to teach and work with players and teams. And, it's a really fun process, you know? It Absolutely.
Is. It is, man. Catching those dreams out there. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, totally. Dude, speaking of catching those dreams, how about that episode with Rab?
Holy sheesh. Shit. Off the charts.
Off the charts. I mean, one, the amount of, so I didn't really, there's a lot of, you know, the numbers don't lie, right? That shows that there's a lot of people that are just interested in pro paintball in general. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you don't see the numbers, but that's such a controversial story that only tournament paintball players care about. There's no way non-tournament paintball players care about that. You know, we've got like almost 10,000 views on YouTube. We're not even a YouTube platform, you know,
we
have that on the audio side too. So that is by far our best performing episode.
That one was really in depth too. Cause obviously we talked about the Latin Saints and, you know, I'm really happy to hear that they're going to be continuing to play in the NXL.
Agreed.
I'm happy to see that they're not going to be disbanding the team or anything like that.
Agreed.
And I want to see that culture, that paintball area really thrive. I think it's really cool that we have a pro team from, you know, Latin America and they can come in and grow and become one of the best teams in the world. You know, just like everybody's out here fighting to be the best. It's an amazing space to be in. But the show, we spent an hour talking about, you know, that dynamic, but then another 2 hours just digging into his thought processing on paintball and his story, which is, you know, obviously one of the most decorated paintball stories in pro ball. So it was really, really cool to hear that. And the people showed out and really enjoyed that one. So thank you for everybody who continues to tune in. We salute you. We appreciate you. We love you. And we'll keep the good times rolling for you.
Yeah, 100%, dude. It was just fascinating to hear his side of it. Then to also get Diego texting me his side of it. And I'm like, whoa, who knows? I would love to get them both on to have a debate.
There we go.
It'll never happen, but I mean, that'd be pretty great. Cause yeah, ultimately, you know, we talked about it on the Jared show, but you know, not the greatest for paintball for that deal to fall through with all those players, but excited to see what they can do with, the Latin players and see, you know, how far they can take the thing. They definitely have a little boost to where this year can kind of be a practice year. They're likely not going to lose the spot. So,
true.
You know, get acclimated to the pro division. And, you know, if it's some of the same players from the Wild Dogs, you know, they did great when they came and played World Cup in 2020. So, yeah, we'll see. You know what I'm saying?
That was one of my favorite paintball games I've ever played was against the Wild Dogs.
They put it on us.
That was one of my favorite.
And everybody was cheering for them.
Oh my God. I've never been heckled so hard in a paintball game. They were all screaming like, you know, F you, Tyler, like just giving it to me. And I was like, come on, let's go. Yeah. Give me more. Because I love when the fans get into it, whatever, you know, cheer for me, boo me. I just want to see you getting active in the stands and everybody having fun. Paintball is like one of the most energetic sports you'll ever play. And it's cool to see everyone just having fun in the crowd, you know, enjoying themselves.
Agreed. Yeah. I'm excited too. Dude, I can't wait for World Cup this year. I can't imagine what it's going to be like because it's the Champions Cup, you know, so it's going to be for $40,000. It's going to be a much different atmosphere in that regard. Pretty much a winner takes all situation in many ways, you know, so
it's called the NXL World Cup Supreme Champions Cup, and it's the
universal. Is that what it's called?
I just made that up, but it's the universal alignments of paintball.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, awesome, it's going up.
Yeah, my goodness.
Oh man!
Yeah, right on, dude. I did a podcast with Marky yesterday,
Mr. H.
Yeah, Mr. H. That was pretty cool. I went up there and did a show with him and. I don't think it's live yet, but you guys should definitely head over to the Full Experience Podcast and check that out. Marky asked some good, tough questions. It was nice to see the new building. Good to see those guys doing well. Obviously, we had Marky on the episode, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I promised him I would go up there. And so, you know, definitely followed through on that promise and made the trip up. And it was good to see the new spot, see all the guys again. I miss those guys, you know, no matter what company we're with now, those guys will always be some of my, you know, dear friends in the game. So
legends. He's a man of his word. You see that Joe over there and Freddie Chase, you hear that? He's a man of his word. He'll be calling you soon.
Yeah.
To jump out of that airplane.
Freddie couldn't come out. He couldn't make it to the event. He poor guy got into a fender bender, I guess. Ooh. And yeah,
okay?
I guess like he's okay, but his car's kind of messed up, I guess. And he said he totaled his car, but he also called it a fender bender. So
I'm sorry, Freddie.
Yeah. 100%. So hope he's doing okay. He said he's okay health-wise.
Prayers up to Freddie.
Yeah. Sure. But he didn't get to make it out. But I did see some players from that team, the Dark Horse team that he was talking about. They were like, oh, Marcelo, we're the team. So that was cool.
Sick.
That was cool.
Connecting out there.
100%.
Mr. H, the podcast that they have going is awesome. The studio that they built is just top-notch. It is really amazing what they built in there.
Yeah, I got a little photo here. I didn't post it because it's got the giant HK logo, but it's a dope photo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they have like the whole ESPN style like screen behind you.
It's sick, dude. It's really cool. Yeah. It feels very, very professional. I want a desk like that.
That's Go ahead.
I've been looking every single day relentlessly for a place, dude. The market is so tough. Oof. I finally found this 2-bedroom condo downtown. I mean, it's the perfect place, perfect price, everything. I was like, it's a little too cheap. What's wrong with it? So I went down to check it out and I couldn't even park. I didn't even go in. There are so many homeless people around this building. Such a nice building. Heart of downtown, right? Right there, great location. Trolley comes and pulls right up to the front. It looks like this badass hotel situation, but there's just a ton of homeless people, which is really sad, but it's also not a place you want to live. It's not a great investment. And it's so unfortunate that we have an epidemic of homeless people in the country, and it's a really tough situation because I don't know how you fix it. I don't, you know, and I have a lot of sympathy for the situation, but at the same time, it's just I think you just let them like roam around and they're allowed to just do their drugs on the corner and harass people. It's mm-hmm. a really, really tough thing to conquer or even try to, you know, act like you know what to do. I believe they've been trying to solve this problem for a long time. And obviously there's no good solution. Nobody really understands how to mm-hmm. get down to the bottom of it.
Yeah, it is really difficult. And my heart goes out to all of them. I know Alex Frazee up in NorCal, yeah. even like in the city yeah. in San Francisco, yeah. it's yeah, straight it's pandemonium. Yeah.
100%.
But 100%. Everybody just be safe, really. Yeah. If you're in those yeah, downtown yeah. areas and just, you know, give them some food and some water and pray.
Yeah, but that's not even what a lot of them want. It's really sad. You know, it's really unfortunate. And I've had experience with that of trying to, you know, try to give water yeah. or food or bring them a sandwich and you get turned away a lot actually, which
or they'll
is
tell
nuts.
You they're like, we don't want that, you know, like, yeah, oh damn,
yeah, 100%. So anyway, that place was the best, but I was so stoked because it was this perfect two bedroom, and I need, if you guys saw, so we just got a bunch of new shirts in, PTG's trying to really expand. I need a second bedroom to have a full office. This office is, you know, makeshift. You see, it's in my living room here. I've got my TV, my dining table, my couch, all that stuff right there. I need a room. So I've been looking for a two bedroom place, and it's been a nightmare, dude. Real estate is out of control right now. It's
the market
insane.
Is on fire. Yeah. Yeah.
It's slowing down a little bit, right? I think like the average time on Zillow is still around the same as it was. It's creeping up a little bit, but the biggest thing is you're going from like 30 offers on a property to the mm-hmm. average is now like 15. So your property is still going to sell, but there's a little less competition. So that's an indication that it's slowing down somewhat. I think we're getting to a point too where it's just the cost just doesn't make sense to people. It's not affordable. And so that's going to start to slow down the market a little bit. So I'm confused of like, well, do I sell my place right now and rent for a little bit and then hope there's a little bit of a correction and then buy? You know, just really, really conflicted on what to do. But ultimately, I'm just trying to find a place that I love. It's been hard.
Dude, we could put a wall up right in the middle of your living room right there.
Yeah, yeah. Block off
box
my kitchen.
It in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get back out here, dude. We have some work to do.
That's true. We'll start planning that. We got the shirts. We got new merch coming up. We got the goat meeting. The goat gathering is on May 31st. Coming up here.
Awesome.
That will be at 6 p.m. Pacific time. I think we'll be looking to get out there probably after the next event, and we'll dial in, have a company PTG, nice, you know, get together and hang out and maybe even do an episode. Film one.
Yeah,
but
we for sure got to do an episode. We have the mics now. Yep. So I'm going to try to get some content when I go to Europe. I'm playing with the CP Raiders. Bobby Avilas will be over there with me. And Archie from Excessive. And then the other typical Raider characters that you guys know and love. Hopefully I can sit down and do a little episode. I'm going to bring the mic, bring the iPad. It'd be one of the first of us trying to do this, you know, on the road kind of thing. We'll be all crammed into the little European hotel, which I saw already, and I am so prepared. All right. Yep. We're back, baby. We're back.
Let's go.
Full swing. But I'm excited for the goat meeting next week. Oh, that's what I want to talk about. Okay.
Yes.
So give me one second, Ty. Give me one second. Yep. Can you fill the Absolutely. Airways for a sec?
Yeah. It's going to be the goat gathering 5:31. That is on Tuesday, May 31st. That'll be at 6 p.m. Pacific time. We have these goat meetings every month for the goat crew. The goat crew also has an exclusive chat room, and it's a part of the PTG World Discord chat that we have through our website. If you go to ptgpodcast.com, you can click on the Patreon link and you'll see the different tiers that we have for being a part of the crew.
So I'm barely going to show any of these jerseys, but I'm going to show a little piece. So the
Ooh,
YouTubers,
are these those new jerseys?
These are the new jerseys, dude. Yes, we're going to start dropping them.
I was just going to let them the listeners know we drop our exclusive merch. So Marcelo and myself, if we have any exclusive merch, it goes straight to the Discord first before it ever hits the public airways like, you know, Instagram or any of our socials. So if we have anything that survives the Discord, then it makes it out. But most of the time, it doesn't get out of there.
Yes, most of the time. However, that's not the case with these. These are going through the Hormesis website, but I reserved some for the Discord. And these are all the ones that I have in person. The other jerseys are going straight out from the Hormesis shop. So you guys will have to check out HormesisPaintball.com. We're going to release the first jersey Friday. And so there's 5 designs, 20 of each design. They will never be done before. They have a nice little tag. They're all numbered, little authentication tag at the bottom. And each of them represents something really important to me. So, you know, I have one that represents my upbringing in martial arts. Another one that is, you know, Kobe is somebody that I've really admired and taken a lot from and looked up to and kind of idolized my whole life. So there's a little bit of a Laker theme one. I have a few others. I can't let you in on all.
Well, you got to show us like a corner, just like at the corner of the screen, maybe just a little.
So I did. Here's one.
There we go.
This one's hard
for the YouTube. Yep. Dial in on the YouTube for the listeners.
I'll show this one again. This was like the Kobe. But there's.
Yep.
I mean, dude, these are so sick.
That golden purple.
So every Friday, 5 Fridays in a row, for the next 5 weeks, we will do one drop. And you can get them there. Like I said, I did pull some aside specifically for the Discord for GOAT members that want to, buy some, and I'm also going to be giving some away. So for the Champs Club, I'm doing a really cool package deal to hook up, the Champs Club members and then doing the same thing for the PTG members as well.
That's amazing.
They're really
man.
Cool. I mean, dude, this is all because Alex is a great designer and just amazing what he's done to create these things. I wouldn't be able to do any of that. My goodness.
So he's designing all the stuff for your limited drops and all that kind of stuff.
For everyone's. He's the master designer. Dude, it's unreal what that guy can do on the damn computer. And for him to take time out of his, you know, he's busy. He's got so much going on and he still takes time to take care of, you know, the players on the team and everyone around. So got a lot of love for Alex. Can't thank him enough. Alex is truly the man. Eggman, if you're listening to this, we love you, dude. You're just the best. You're the damn best. What do you got, Ty?
The Egg Lord. I just wanted to show off. I got some, also these are limited edition, like custom, I guess it's like a film that I've put on these barrels. They're a tiger stripe. Whoa. I got the lime green, the purple, and then more of like the, OG tiger color that
Sick. These
also, we just did a drop today in the Discord. And it was just for the members in there. So if you want to get some exclusive stuff, definitely stop by and check out what we got going on Discord. It's awesome. It's an amazing community. And everybody looks out for each other. The people are just, you know, having fun, shooting the breeze, talking about paintball. And if you ever need anything, there's different threads like gear talk or just the PTG channels. And everybody just connects and really looks out for each other. It's been one of the more rewarding things to see in paintball, actually, is just this, like, it's its own little city, you know? And
it is, dude.
There's just so many amazing people that have made PTG World one of my favorite places to be every day. I look forward to hanging out with the crew in there and just talking about paintball, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. The Discord is an amazing space. A lot of inspiration gets pulled from there, right? A lot of our ideas and direction of PTG comes from there. Things we talk about on the show, there's a lot of individuals in the Discord that really, really provide, you know, solid information, solid feedback, solid ideas for paintball as a collective. Like, we read all of it. You know, sometimes I can't always get back to stuff. I mean, we're pretty active in there. But sometimes, you know, we go through kind of spurts. There's times where I'm like just gone traveling. This last weekend with WC, I mean, I went up there, you know, Thursday morning, I'm with the team the whole time. So I get lost in it a little bit, but, but man, it's amazing popping to see, you know, how much they care too. Like, that's why I think the PTG community is the best community in paintball, because they care so much about the growth of the sport. Like, everyone in there has the same mission.
Yep.
It's really dope. It's awesome to see a lot of, you know, like small business owners, you know, in paintball in there as well, you know, and it's so cool to see each other support one another, you know, and buy each other's product and share it. And I think that's great. You know, big fan of that.
That's everything, man. Connecting all the different fabrics of paintball, because it's all one big paintball family. You know, whether you play speedball, woods ball, airsoft, I don't care. You know, it's like it's all the same type of family. It really is. They all go hand in hand. Even the gamers, like, it's all hand in hand with gaming. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for all that to grow. We do got to get into
Some Discord questions?
Some Discord questions, but first we got to talk about a little bit of news. Like, you know, what's going on with the Ironman? I hear they're going to be picking up possibly a couple players, maybe A-Rod or Corey. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah. So, dude, I don't know. I'm hearing Corey to NYX. I'm hearing A-Rod to X Factor.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, dude. All I know is I know gossip of what like people are saying. I don't know. I guess at the same time too, I don't really care enough.
True.
We're getting ready to get into the event and I'm really focused on our team right now. And if there's any way we can make our team better and, you know, that's about it. Right. Where those guys go. I mean, I wish them the best. I want the best for them. Corey's one of my friends. A-Rod is a friend. He's been on the show. Have we had Corey on the show? We've had Corey on the show.
Corey,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've both been on the show. And of course, I want to see them do well. But as far as like what team they're going to play for, the news and drama of that, I don't know, man. Figure out a deal that you are happy with and cool. I'm good.
I remember because he was talking all that shit to you about golf.
Oh, that's right. And I beat him the last time we played. Yeah, that's all I know.
I do think, Ironmen are also possibly looking at Keith. I know he's possibly going to be flying out there.
Oh, so that's right. Yeah, the New DeVitt. England Hurricanes folded. Mm-hmm. They're no longer a team. I do believe Keith DeVitt and maybe Trent Nita are going to fly out and play slash tryout. I think they would both be amazing pickups for the Ironmen.
Yeah.
Trent is, I mean, dude, he's only 18 years old. It's crazy. You think he's a little bit older because he's fairly mature in many ways, but he still has a lot of growing up to do in many ways. He reminds me of myself when I was younger. Hot-headed, tons of talent, means well, has a good heart, but you know sometimes doesn't portray his message in the way that he wants. And part of that is because he has been forced to grow up very fast. I think he lived on his own. He moved out at 16, 17, moved to Dallas, played with that Grit organization, and then moved up to the Massachusetts, like New England area. Mm-hmm. So you think that he's older, but he's still very young. He has so much growing to do, and it's just an insane amount of talent. And so I'm excited to see him, maybe get a chance with the Ironman and have some structure there and be with a team that puts in a ton of work. I think there's a lot of misinformation about the Ironman, really. You know, I love Fran and Nikki. I think Fran really does understand the work ethic and how to build a culture, right? I really do. I mean, they have the facility for it. They have the resources, the paint. So it's never going to be a lack of work, right? So you can maybe blame other stuff, but you can't blame the preparation. And so with that, I think a player like Trent would do very well. Big fan of Keith DeVitt too. That guy is just awesome. I've gotten to see Keith so much on the East Coast going out to the OPS events, and he's just awesome, period. Keith is truly an awesome individual. That's all I can say. And he's a great player. So I think that I've said that for a couple of years, I've said, why is Keith not playing with the Ironman? You know, because he was on the Ironman and then he went back to a die team with the Hurricanes, but the Ironman were kind of struggling. I was like, pick Keith back up. You know, he's like the perfect guy for your team. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see that unfold. Well, you know, what's funny is the Ironmen are in our damn bracket. And now, you know, they're the bottom tier team in our bracket and they're going to pick up a bunch of good players again. I'm so sick of it. The Saints already did that to us event one.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
When's it going to stop?
Yeah. And I guess the only player that also is still up in the air is Kyle Spicker. We're going to see exactly where he's going to land.
Yeah.
Because he is also on the hunt to play pro ball, you know?
Yeah, Kyle has a lot of options. And out of all those players, I would imagine he has the most because not only is he an elite level player, but he's just one of the most likable guys out there, right? So he's a good teammate. He's going to add value to your team no matter which way you look at it. So, you know, I know it's out in the open, you know, we've had discussions with him and I would love to be able to play with Kyle again. You know, I would absolutely love to, but it has to make sense for him, has to make sense for the team. You know, the unfortunate reality is we have a very full roster. So it would, in my mind, take away play time and development from players that we have already bought into, you know, and we don't plan on changing that.
How many are on the Dynasty roster right now?
We have 10. We have 10 players. Yeah. And, you know, committed to the 10 players, right? Mm-hmm. And as we should be. I don't exactly know there. We shall see, you know. I personally think that competition is good amongst the team. Like if you bring in players that are making you work harder for your spot, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the divisional teams that I coach, it's a different story if they're all paying their way, right? But if I'm very fortunate with the Vegas team, you know, it's fully funded. So when we talk about bringing on players, I say, yeah, bring them on. I don't have to play them. They don't deserve anything, right? They have to earn it. They have to earn everything. They don't deserve anything, but they can earn everything.
Mm.
Right. Yeah. So to me, I think it's powerful. You know, you see it with Impact. Impact often carries 10, 11 people.
Do they have 11 Houston, right now?
They do, unless they cut someone else. I forget.
Yeah.
Cause I know they moved Zach Hill down, and then I heard they were going to.
Yeah. I think I heard that as well.
I heard something
possibly.
Else. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think Heat also has, you guys have 10 or 11,
yep.
right?
10. Yeah.
So like these, it's just the way sports go. Like it's good competition. So, mm-hmm. you know, again, I mean, we'll see. I'm not in charge of making all the decisions.
No. And it's just interesting to see, you know, what's going to pan out here. We got, I mean, you got this weekend and then next weekend practice starts. So
yeah,
we're going to see here in the next couple weeks, what's going on here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Exciting news. And we'll talk about it when I get back from Germany. I'm sure there will be a lot more news by then. Over the next week, I feel like a lot of stuff's going to unfold.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we got the layout dropping not too far after that. We'll be looking
Dude,
at that.
Wait.
Is that one week?
1 week, bro.
1 week.
Yeah.
We're 1 week out from today when you hear this.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Actually, dude, Ty, I usually release it same day now. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I usually release Let's it same go. Day, like late at night, sneak it in there. So,
yeah.
And I always check the views too. I'm like, I wonder how many people, and it will get like 100 people that listen the night, you know, late night.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, these are, they waiting.
Let's go,
They're
fam.
Waiting.
Let's go.
I love it.
They see the notification. Yeah,
they see
straight
it,
in.
Dude. They see it. Listeners, if you guys could please like, follow, subscribe us on social media and YouTube. That would be a tremendous, you know, boost. If you don't want to, that's fine. But if it's not something that you mind or it's not too inconvenient, that would be a major boost to what we're trying to do here and building the show and growing this thing. We'd really appreciate it.
Oh,
Instagram, YouTube would be awesome.
Yeah, Instagram, YouTube, that's straight to the heart. We appreciate you so much. Thank you.
100%. All right, Todd, what do you say we get into some Discord questions? I know I don't have too much more time. I still got to pack and get everything ready. I got an early flight tomorrow. And,
you're on a mission.
Yeah, on a mission, my man. All right. So let's see. Let me hop in here. All right. RGZ, what do you guys think about potentially doing a paintball con? Not a competitive event, but something during the season to bring more eyes and ears to the sport, similar to Comic-Con for anime and E3, or GamesCon for video gaming. Just a random idea to grow the sport. This is what I was talking about, you know, there's just constant ideas flowing, you know, in the Discord about this kind of stuff. So, I guess you could say that that's kind of like paintball extravaganza. We have that.
Mm-hmm.
We have that, right? So really, it would be about making that better, making that a little bit more of a public thing, making it more of an event, more fun. Right now, it's like industry-led and really only industry insiders go, you know, store owners, things like that. But doing, you know, I think that would be a great way to pair that with some kind of fun, you know, maybe you showcase movies from the year.
Yeah,
hit
just
me,
bring PTG.
Bring PTG straight
let's get
up
over there.
Straight up, let's go, dude. We gotta go next year.
Yeah, let's get
we
on.
Gotta go. I've never been. Have you
me
ever been?
Neither. I've never been. I've been
That's
in the
crazy.
Game for 20 years. We gotta go to
That's
this.
That's crazy. Holy shit,
we're
okay.
going.
Yeah,
extravaganza.
I like it. Yeah,
put it on the books. Book the flights
on the books, baby.
Send it.
Let's not book the flights right now. Flights are out of control. Yeah. RIP to anyone who has to book flights to Philly.
Sheesh. Oh man.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Holy and holy.
Grass is nice though. Super nice.
Yes.
Like unbelievably nice.
There we go. Yeah. The man, these gas prices are definitely getting up there.
No. The grass.
No, I know.
Grass.
I'm talking about the the gas to get over
the
there.
Gases. Yeah. Holy moly.
And it'll definitely be. Night and day compared to, you know, last year there was grass, they had some rows, and now it'll be fully grown in there. So it'll be fun to play on that style as well. We appreciate everything the NXL does, man. They are the reason that we're able to show up and have fun and play this game, you know?
Yeah, totally. I don't know about everything, but a lot.
Yeah. All right. So we got Fab in the building. He's wondering what's the latest with fantasy paintball and the mission and stats on that. We are working very hard on fantasy paintball. We are doing some more stuff on the back end, just making sure that we're dialed in properly and still finalizing a lot of stuff too. There's a lot of layers to making sure that we can, you know, as efficiently and best integrate into the platform and make sure that it's really successful for the viewers and everybody participating with it. We don't want to just put out a product that is going to be shoddy or isn't, you know, at the quality that we would like to see. So we've been working really hard though on the back end here.
Yeah. I mean, we just had a big meeting yesterday, you, Quinn, and myself. And today we were supposed to have something back by Quinn to get over to Bart. You know, we need to propose something to Bart to be able to integrate with Go Sports, and we need Bart's help. We need Go Sports' help to make this happen. Again, mm-hmm. we're a fantasy paintball company. We want to help with stats, you know, financially in some way. But at the end of the day, you know, we're a fantasy paintball company. So
yeah,
the proposal is to try and get Go Sports involved to help build out a stats team. Like I said, Bart's been really receptive. We're going to talk to him as soon as, you know, we have things finalized on our end, but it has been, not as efficient and quick as we'd like. So we apologize, you know, but again, we're just truly trying to, make sure that we're doing it as best as we can. And, you know, making sure all of our T's are crossed and I's are dotted, as they would say, but mm-hmm. it is still definitely in motion.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Fantasy paintball. All Let's right. go.
Fantasy paintball. I know. God, I want to play fantasy paintball. I know. Shout out to Young Stevie. He says, most recently, I've been asked about getting your team to commit to getting better together. What tips do you have for players who find themselves on a team that talks a big game in winning, but won't put the actual effort in to win? How do you overcome the endless excuses players have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll take this one.
Honestly, it's just being accountable and doing the work first and foremost. Just, you know, there's necessary steps that we've also detailed in our conversation here as to how you can most efficiently and, you know, assuredly win, because that's the goal, right? To win. And a lot of the time, talking sometimes won't get you where you need to be. It's more about the actions. And then obviously we want to, you know, have those actions on the field be in complete cohesion with the team and boosting the team and making the team stronger. That way the machine is just rolling and it's doing what it needs to do. So I would say just maybe less of the big conversations. And then we already kind of know, this is something I say, like, we know what we got to do. Everybody knows, right? We know what we got to mm-hmm. do. Let's mm-hmm. go do it. And then, totally. You know, we'll reconvene and we'll talk once we're just doing it and out there doing the steps, taking the steps, and then we can build off of that and start to grow from there.
100%. For me, it goes back to the culture, exactly what we talked about, right? Mm-hmm. The reality is if you're on a team that they say that they want all these things, but they're not willing to put in the work, then you need to move on. If that means that their goals are very different than yours, it doesn't matter how close of friends you are. It doesn't matter what loyalty or allegiance you think you have to this organization. You need to move on. Maybe you finish out the season with them, but then you need to move on. Fulfill your word, but then move on. If your goal is to progress and take it as serious as you can, and you're with a group that simply does not, first try to fix it, of course, address the problem, see if you can be a leader that inspires the team to get better and is able to give direction. Sometimes these teams and players just don't know direction. So it's not for a lack of effort or want, it's more of a, you know, lack of know-how. Try that first. If that doesn't work and you're getting nowhere, you need to move on. You need to put yourself in a better group. What do they say? Your success is usually determined by your five closest friends, right? So similar in a team atmosphere. If you play on a team and you're the only one that's willing to do the work, you're not going to get anywhere. You know, there's a reason my West Coast team and my East Coast team, both of them, we have players like lining up. We had a player at this last event literally approach us asking to come play for us right after we won. You know, like, kind of weird. You know, we did just win, and, you know, it's maybe wait a couple days before you can ask. But players are lining up to be part of good organizations. And there's a reason for that, right? So if you feel like that's what you want and that's what you need, don't feel obligated to get held back because of, you know, these friendships and things of that nature. it shouldn't be that serious. You know, when my friends have left, Tyler's a great example. Kyle's a great example. You know, even Dalton, I've left my friends. You know, I left Little B on the Ironman to go to Dynasty in 2015. Look, sometimes you just have to do what's best for you, you know, and you're going to be happier that way. And that's just the way it is, right? Period. Do it the right way. Try to make your situation work. If you exhaust those chances or those opportunities, you know what? Find a better situation for yourself.
Yeah. And give, you know, don't be afraid to give it a couple, like a try, three tries, you know, and really show the commitment, because that's also going to build you up as well. But you can only, you know, once you have clarity on exactly what's going on, then, you know, support yourself. Everyone who is riding with you and your friends are going to continue to support you, and they're going to want the best for you. So it's definitely a tough decision, but make sure that, you know, you work hard, have clarity on the situation, and then just keep building and do what you got to do to make sure that you're going to be able to have fun playing paintball, because that's most important. You want to continue to have fun. Otherwise, you'll get burnt out. Then you won't be doing it at all, and that's not fun. You got to be out there on that field.
100%, dude. All right, what do you got?
Let's see what we got here. We got, man, there's a lot of questions today. Thank you, everybody, from PTG World. Let's see. Here's a cool one. What was your first impression of one another when meeting, not based on paintball, but as human beings? So the first time we met was like traveling in an airport, and we were just youngsters. We were just kids. So it was really cool because we were both young pros, you know, traveling. And I was like, yo, you're Marcel. He's like, you're Tyler. What's up? You know, like, that's crazy. We're on the same flight. Dope. We sit next to each other. Talked about paintball, talked about our careers, talked about our upbringings. And from that moment on, we've been best friends. Like, all throughout our careers, we've played on multiple different teams together. And it's been a really, really fun adventure. So I think from the get-go, it's been great.
100%, dude, straight up. From that very first time seeing Ty in the airport and being like, we knew each other from paintball. So that ain't, you know, that's the first part of it. But
yeah.
We just became great friends right then. It was ever since.
Any relationship, there's going to be, you know, turbulence, or, you know, there's always going to be things that happen. But great friendships are just that it's deeper than any thing I could even say on a microphone right now. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's hard to even explain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
All right.
Lettuce, can you talk about the official press release from Latin Saints that NXL posted following the J-Rab episode? What are your opinions, and do either of you know who Gregory Turton or Joan Mogel are? Sorry if I'm saying his name wrong, but I don't really have much to say about it. I think we kind of addressed it earlier in the show. It's awesome to see that the Latin Saints are going to continue with a Latin-based team. I have no idea who Gregory Turton or Joan Mogel are. I don't know if you do. I know one of them. I know Gregory is from DLX, so maybe you know him, Ty, but I don't know anything about those two.
Yes, very, very minimal, but I just wish them luck. I want to see anybody in the pro leagues do well, and we're wishing them luck on their adventure. And you know, obviously it'll probably be tough in the beginning getting their footing and learning, you know, like you said, the culture of the team and just building the team up. But we're excited to see them take the field. And they'll be out there in Philly in just a few weeks, so we'll be able to see them play some more ball.
Yeah, 100%.
Tyler Johnsky asked, so exactly how many snake gods can there be at one time?
Well, technically one.
Okay.
Actually, that's not true. So, because there can be many gods.
Yeah.
But I guess it would be the snake god. So, yeah, no, technically one.
One on the field.
Unless they're different kinds of snakes. You know, if it's like the anaconda snake god.
There are a lot of, see, we have to get clarity there.
Yeah.
Tyler Johnsky.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of snakes.
There's a lot of snakes in the grass. Yeah.
That's a good question, though. We appreciate you.
It is.
Shout out to the Tyler.
My last question, CM Harry, why do you think the teams that did well at Texas did so much better than other top rated teams? Meaning like NRG was in the top four and Dynasty and X Factor missed the cut. I'll answer this because this was our team. But X Factor also missed the cut in Orlando. So it wasn't just a Texas thing. And, you know, we've addressed this on the show, I think quite a bit, but we just simply had one bad day. You know, I mean, we just had one bad day. We did not show up prepared Friday. And what I mean by that is, you know, we didn't have a full team practice the weekend before. We took the event lighter than we should have. You can argue there were a few bad calls, that a few points here, a few points there. At the end of the day, we were 2 points away from squeaking into Sunday. We beat damage. I truly believe if we squeak into Sunday, we have a very good shot of winning that event. You know, it's a game of inches, period. Mm-hmm. It's a game of inches. We fixed our problems and we came out Saturday, had a very good showing. We beat AC Diesel 6-0. We beat damage by a couple points. We needed to beat them by 4 to move on. We only beat them by 2. And so, you know, it's the razor's edge, honestly. Like, it just, I feel like our performance doesn't mean that it was so much, you know, because of the event. Now, as far as NRG, that's not the first time they've been in the top four. Didn't NRG make the top four in Chicago last year, right?
I believe that is correct.
No, that's not right. They made the quarterfinals. Yeah. They beat them in the quarterfinals and then played Infamous. That's mm-hmm. right. But NRG's been knocking at the door. You know, they're right there, just like Level has. So, you know, it wasn't a huge surprise. And with the way tournaments are too, like, things can just line up at an event where you get the right draw, you get the right calls, the right this, the right that, and you play well. And then all of a sudden you're in the top four. You know, it can happen. But yeah, I didn't think it was a big surprise. You know, X Factor is a surprise because they have struggled to put it together 2 events in a row now, and I did not expect that. They're bound to bounce back. They have so much talent, great coaching, you know, great organization, great leadership, great ownership, good field to play at, good structure, good culture. So really, you know, you could probably argue the same thing with them because they were also 2-2, and I imagine that it was a point spread thing with them too, where a couple points and you know, they make it. So mm-hmm. I don't think it was anything too crazy. It's just kind of paintball and also very telling to how competitive it is right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to lose a lot more than you're going to win in this game. Obviously, you know, you always want to be up at the top there, but it's a game. I think people forget that. It's a game, and sometimes you win the game, sometimes you lose the game, but
you always got to play the game.
Just keep playing the game, baby. All right, we got Mr. Riddle. He said, ooh, semi versus ramping. What are you choosing?
Semi uncapped all day.
Yeah, I'm with Semi. That's semi.
Yeah, yeah. Just uncapped. Find a way to regulate it. Holy, it's 2022. Smoked. It's 2022. Come on. However fast my damn fingers can go should be a skill. Yeah. That's it.
But dude, I'm telling you.
I'm done with it.
If I go uncapped, I'm shooting 22 balls a second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm ripping it, dude. Yeah. That's a skill I have.
I shoot fast.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I'm ripping it.
Well, Marcy, I know you have to start brother. Packing, get going, and safe Thank travels you. To Germany. Yes. We cannot wait to hear about the adventure and get some, you know, pull up the laptop, pull up the road mic, and get some content out there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Got to.
All right, baby.
Awesome, well, guys.
Have a good night.
Love you, brother.
Love Peace. You, too. Peace.
All right, PTG fam, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We had a lot of fun. Always fun to sit down and hang out with Ty. Love the Marcelo and Mantis episodes. We just get to, you know, sit down and shoot the shit, answer questions from the Discord, and hang out with you guys. If you guys would like, head over to ptgpaintball.com. You can catch all of our episodes on there, video and audio. And you can also become a supporter of the show. If you would like, click the Patreon link, sign up at any level, and get access to the Discord. Discord is amazing. I don't need to talk about it anymore. You guys know about it. If you don't, well, you should. All right, everybody. As always, we'll see you very soon.